council met last night, and you approved the nomination of Axis Pipe and Tube for some state incentives. Explain that a little bit to us, if you would.
Well, the city of Bryan is submitting an application for the Texas Enterprise Zone program on behalf of Axis Pipe and Tube. It was part of our incentive package that we put on the table to attract them here to Bryan, Texas. It's a program through the state of Texas where you can get some of your sales tax rebated back. It could mean anywhere from probably $300,000 to over $1 million back to Axis Pipe and Tube from the state of Texas.
Over how long a period of time?
I think it'll last maybe 10 years.
Okay. So you said $1 million over, it could be up to $1 million over 10 years is what
Correct.
We're talking about? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so it's a good program. It's one of the incentives that the state of Texas offers for businesses that locate here, particularly large businesses. One of the caveats, they have to have 25% of the employee base be from economically disadvantaged households and from Bryan, Texas. So I think it's important that those jobs will remain here in Bryan, Texas, and also help those that are unemployed and underemployed. And when you're talking about average wages of $40,000 plus, it gives a lot of people opportunity for better lifestyles, better employment opportunities.
Is that either or? Or is it an either-or situation, or they must live in Bryan and be economically disadvantaged, or is it an either-or deal?
I think it's both.
Okay. Yes, all right. Okay. Because I think it was explained in the paper that it would be one of the two, but in this case, you need it to be both. Now, I think among the people who you were in competition with was a city in Alabama. Was this maybe one of the things that helped pull them in here, that this Texas fund was available?
Well, it's one of many incentives that are put on the table. I will say, Scott, that Bryan, Texas, and our communities here in Bryan-College Station, we're hardly the top giver of incentives and funds to these companies when they locate here. Alabama had more money on the table, per se, than Bryan, Texas. A big part of why they decided to locate here in Bryan, Texas, because they, you know, we have the same backgrounds. Faith and family is very important to Axis Pipe and Tube, to the matriarch, the mother that runs the company, the two sons that now run the company. So that was important to have similar comparisons between what they're used to in their hometown and in our hometown here in Bryan. So a lot of it was about the community, about the people, and about what we have to offer here in Bryan, Texas, to make their new home, to have their new corporation here. Other than just money on the table, if it was about dollars and cents, and they would have probably located in Alabama, you know. And then, of course, central location here in Texas, and this triangle between Dallas and San Antonio and Houston and Mexico also was advantageous to them.
Sure. Jason Bieske, the mayor of Bryan, joining us this morning. One of the things is this happened a while back, but I'd like to now talk about it in terms of where we are, and that was the creation of the. It's called the Regional Center of Innovation and Commercialization, RCIC. And it's based here. It's going to have satellite offices up in Waco and Temple, and they may be able to be a part of this as well. But this is a big pile of money that is going to be available. And tell me how that might how Bryan may be able to benefit from that.
Well, we work with the Research Valley Partnership. We've got several members on the board that are going to be serving and representing us from Bryan-College Station. We've got a lot of wonderful things going on in the state of Texas, a lot of wonderful things going on here in Bryan-College Station in connectivity with A&M. We've got people that work at the university that have great ideas and potential inventions that if we can bring them to market, then maybe we can keep those ideas and businesses here in Bryan-College Station. So anything that we could have available to try to keep those businesses to bring them to fruition, to where they reach market, and to also keep them here in our community is, you know, kind of like an incubator program. It's good for all of us to keep those jobs and to create new jobs.
There's certainly industries that either of these cities, Bryan or College Station, would like to have. Competition between the cities has ebbed and flowed when it comes to business development. Where are we with this situation now on a grade of, let's say, 1 to 5, where 5 was you were at odds all the time, and 1, everything was kumbaya and copacetic? Where are we when these cities are competing now for businesses that could end up in either Bryan or College Station?
Well, I can't recall the last time we had a business that was looking at Bryan and College Station and trying to decide where they would locate. We have businesses in Bryan and businesses in College Station that decide to expand within their communities. Bryan has the Bryan Business Park. the Brazos County Industrial Park, and now our new, brand-new Texas Triangle Park that's out there on Highway 6 in 2018. College Station doesn't have those type of industrial and light manufacturing parks. We've got the rail access at Texas Triangle Park, you know, which makes it advantageous to companies like Axis Pipe and Tube. So College Station is not competing with us for those type businesses. We've got those, you know, 1,000-acre business parks that are available for those industries. If you move over to the west side of town in the biomedical corridor, Bryan and College Station's working together there. So it doesn't matter if it's on the College Station side or the Bryan side. Bryan gets some of the revenue on the College Station side, and College Station will get some of the tax revenue if it locates on the Bryan side. We're actually providing some of the services like sewer on the west side and electric. And so, you know, it's in partnership with our new ILA. And so that was put in place. So when people come here that want to locate here, live here, or bring their business here, they're not going to get involved in the local politics and decide, well, I have to be on this side of the border or that side of the border. That partnership in the biomedical corridor prevents the two cities from going at it. Now we both benefit from the businesses that locate on the west side. You know, College Station's got their business park there close to Pebble Creek. There's different type of businesses that locate there that maybe Bryan doesn't have a property for, a location for, a park for. So I haven't seen the two cities. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say a 1. Mm-hmm. The two cities, in my opinion, get along better now than ever before. We understand instead of fighting and spending money on lawsuits, now we spend money on infrastructure improvements like we did with the Health Science Center Park, Health Science Center Parkway, where College Station paid for half and Bryan paid for half, and we both benefit from it. So I think that's what we need to do. We are one community, Scott, and if we can work together, we'll bring these companies here. If we're fighting, then none of these companies are going to want to come to Bryan College Station. So, you know, and if there's a company that we're working on that wants to come to Bryan and they decide to locate in College Station, I'd rather them be in College Station than Houston, Texas, or Alabama. Mm-hmm. But we'll do our best to bring them here to Bryan and provide those opportunities and job opportunities for our citizens here in Bryan. But we do try to work together. And again, because of some of the differences in our business parks and our industrial parks and then our partnerships on the west side, I haven't seen you know, conflicts between the two cities and where we're going head to head competing. Now, retail, we see that from time to time, and retail establishments will look at different locations, but we're getting to the point now in Bryan College Station. If there's one location in College Station, if there's one location in College Station, they're now looking at another location in Bryan. Sure. You're going to see that over the next few months and the next 12 months with some of the major retailers that you see in College Station today will now have a second location in Bryan. Mm-hmm. So we're talking to some of those right now. So some of those big boxes that you may see on the bypass may be in Bryan for their second location. And that's exciting. Sure. And so, you know, if it doesn't always work out in one city, it, you know, the second opportunity will come around because we are growing in both communities and it's advantageous to locate in both communities.
Any other action items last night in the council agenda we need to know about?
Well, we talked about, I think you mentioned a little bit about Atmos Energy Corporation rate review mechanism. We have coalitions in place that negotiate these rates for the city. City College Station, City of Bryan are involved in these coalitions. If we voted against the resolution, then it can be taken up to the Railroad Commission, and the rate could be a lot higher for our citizens than what was negotiated between the coalitions and the cities and Atmos Energy. So we did approve the rate increase. We're not excited about a rate increase for all our citizens in Bryan College Station. I think they're talking about another one here in February, but because of some of the demands and some of their new expenses, they were approved that rate increase at the state level, and the coalitions worked on it, and we went from there. We have looked in the past at possibly fighting it, but the cities that have gone through and fought the system and took it all the way up to the Railroad Commission ended up with higher rates than what was negotiated. So plus you've got attorney's fees and everything else, and you end up coming out on the short end of the stick. So we did our best for that, and like I said, I think it was a fair compromise between Atmos and all the municipalities that they serve throughout the state of Texas. Did mention last time, AARP did mention Bryan, Texas as one of the top livable communities for retirees, and I know we've got a lot of new retirement centers moving into Bryan. We have a lot of College Station residents that are now residing and retiring in Bryan because of the Arbor Oaks and the Watercrest and the Briar Meadows and some of our new retirement communities throughout Bryan. Some of the things to look at, of course, is medical, retail, grocery, transportation, social events, you know, even it talks about the infrastructure that we have in place and just you know, that people 60 plus are now deciding to stay in Bryan, Texas, and not deciding to retire in other communities. So we are becoming an attractive community for our senior citizens, both in Bryan and in College Station. And I think with all these Ags coming back to watch Johnny football and Saturday afternoons and the SEC, that's bringing a lot more people to our community. So seniors are great to have in our community. They pay taxes. They don't use the school system. They volunteer their time. They have a lot of disposable income. And so, you know, over the next few years, you'll see us doing a lot more to make this even a more attractive place for seniors to retire. So just wanted to mention that accolade for the city of Bryan, that we're one of the top livable communities for seniors by AARP.
Finally today, when will we get a report on Texas Reds, what those dollars were, and secondly, who's going to handle the negotiation for the concert being rescheduled?
Well, we haven't talked about it, honestly. We've got so much else going on. I would expect in the next probably few weeks we'll probably have something out on Texas Reds. They're crunching the numbers as we speak. There's just so many moving parts to bring together. As for the concert, I assume we'll just, you know, bring the same guys back for next year and work something out then. I don't know that we'll necessarily have, you know, it's been talked about in the media. The mayor never said that. I don't know if the city released a press release that we're going to have a makeup concert in 2 months. That's got to be scheduled, you know. So I would think it would make sense if we're going to do that, then we take advantage of that and have the two acts back for next year's Texas Reds.
Sure, absolutely. All right, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.